most leaders aren't always aware of their self-destructive behaviors or the damage it is causing because of the effects their behaviors may not show up for some time. Now, these behaviors could stop you from getting into a promotion or applying for a new role or responsibilities or taking up some high visible critical projects. It's going to hold you back. In fact, even your team will likely suffer if you behave in any of the negative ways which I mentioned earlier in this episode. Now, if you continue to be dismissive, hostile, or closed-minded, people will simply not want to work for you. They'll look for opportunities elsewhere, not just in another team, but perhaps in a different organization. And managers who have self-destructive behaviors, they often hire people who are less skilled, less experienced, and less confident than themselves, which creates a mediocre workforce. So, start identifying the root of your self-destructive behaviors and begin to reflect on the causes. It takes serious reflection to understand why you keep shooting yourself in the foot in the first place. Why do you keep behaving and thinking the same way? So the good news is that you can overcome your self-destructive behaviors. And today in this episode, I'm going to talk to you also about how do you break this cycle and replace them with some positive behaviors that can have a great impact on your career and your leadership.